Welcome to the April 2016 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. Yes, Virginia, there was a real Uncle Sam, but his brother Eben could have changed everything. Oh, sure, people in Delaware and Indiana still think Uncle Sam was Sam Wilson, born in Wilmington, Delaware, and buried in Merriam, Indiana. But back in the 1960s, even the United States Congress recognized the New England-born Samuel Wilson as the Uncle Sam. And is it the case in so many so-called legends? A series of minor historical circumstances had to occur in the proper sequence. In our Uncle Sam's case, there were 10. Okay, you ready? Number one, the Wilson family, who moved in 1780 from what is now Arlington, Massachusetts, to Mason, New Hampshire, had to decide to name one of their 11 children Samuel. Now, that was an essential first step. Number two, as an adult, Samuel and one of his brothers, Eben, walk from Mason to Troy, New York, a port accessible to ocean-going ships. If they had instead walked to, say, Worcester, Massachusetts, for instance, everything would have been different. Number three, Samuel had to become involved in a meat packing business in Troy, and the word uncle had to be a common word of endearment in that area at that time. In fact, Uncle Sam and his brother Uncle Eben eventually employed over 100 men and slaughtered thousands of heads of cattle weekly. Number four, the United States had to go to war. It did. We call it the War of 1812. Number five, the United States government had to award the Eben and Samuel Wilson Company a contract to supply meat to the army. And this happened. Six, Uncle Sam Wilson had to be appointed government inspector of meat. And he was. Number seven, part of his job as government inspector had to be to brand his and Eben's own white oak barrels containing their inspected meat with the initials of the United States, U.S. It was. Number eight, barrels of meat so branded had to be piled up on a dock where passenger ships also landed. And they were. Now we're to number nine. One day, a debarking passenger had to be curious enough to ask someone working on the docks, preferably a Wilson employee, why the meat barrels were all labeled with the initials U.S. Ten. Finally, we're at ten. The person asked had to reply with tongue-in-cheek, "Oh, those initials mean Uncle Sam. He and his brother own everything around here. And they're even feeding the army." Well, there may have been a few more steps that had to occur, and they obviously all did, including the fact that our country at the time seemed to need a personification of the American character. Naturally, not everyone agrees with everything anyone says on the subject. For instance, some maintain it was New York Governor George D. Tompkins who asked a dock walker about the initials U.S., on all the meat barrels, not a disembarking passenger. It could have been many people who asked that. Be all that as it may, we can say with assurance that long before Sam Wilson of Arlington, Massachusetts, passed away in 1854, everyone was saying Uncle Sam and meaning our country. A legend was born. So as we celebrate Patriots Day this month, historically on the 19th, as you all know, we can all be thankful that the Wilson brother, who happened to be appointed me inspector, had not instead been Uncle Eben. You might call that an historical close call.